Welcome to The Good We Can from Sun Prairie United Methodist Church. During this weekly podcast, we share a Bible reading from the lectionary for this week and a brief devotion. Today we turn to Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 13, verses 11 through 14. And in case you're wondering, I'll be reading from the Common English Bible translation. As you do all this, you know what time it is. The hour has already come for you to wake up from your sleep. Now our salvation is nearer than when we first had faith. The night is almost over, and the day is near. So let's get rid of the actions that belong to the darkness and put on the weapons of light. Let's behave appropriately as people who live in the day, not in partying and getting drunk, not in sleeping around and obscene behavior, not in fighting and obsession. Instead, dress yourself with the Lord Jesus Christ and don't plan to indulge your selfish desires. Now for a devotion on this Bible passage written by L. Cecile Adams, retired diaconal minister, Christian educator, and life coach. She writes, "The letter to the Romans was written by Paul, who had been a zealous persecutor of Christians until he quite literally saw the light and became a Christian himself." See Acts chapter 9, verses 1 through 6. Paul is making an urgent appeal to the Christians at Rome. He believes that Christ's return is imminent, much closer than they may think. Paul seems to be assuming that the Christians in Rome have fallen into a false sense of security. After all, they have received Christ and the gift of salvation, so now all they have to do is wait for Christ to come and take them to their ultimate reward, eternal life. Paul knows that much more is demanded of followers of Christ. So perhaps this is Paul's question as he writes to the Romans, and to us. What must we give up, and what must we take on in order to live fully in the light of Christ? First, we must wake up. We must shake off sleepiness, lethargy, fear, and anything else that tempts us to wander from our focus on Christ. We who are followers of Jesus have work to do. Second, we must get dressed, and we are to dress ourselves in Jesus Christ. How do we do that? We step into the love, the compassion, the truthfulness, and the assurance of Christ. We wrap those qualities around ourselves before we put on our outer garments for the day. Our attitude is one of gratitude, and our commitment is to serve the risen Christ this day, wherever we are, with whatever we have to offer, and with everyone we meet. God, today is a gift from you. I am thankful for the gift and the giver. I ask for one more gift. In your mercy, guide me through today so that I may focus on your children and share with them the gifts you want me to offer them. With gratitude for your love and presence, I live this day for you. Amen. We pray this ministry of Sun Prairie United Methodist Church is a blessing to you each week. The weekend is upon us, and this Sunday is the start of Advent. Won't you join us for worship at Sun Prairie United Methodist Church? We are located at 702 North Street in Sun Prairie, just south of Northside Elementary School. Our worship services are at 8:30 and 10:45, and you can worship online where we stream the service on our YouTube channel or at sunprairieumc.org. Have a blessed weekend and join us again next week for The Good We Can.